You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Ilan Berman, Vice President for Policy at the American Foreign Policy Council here in Washington. While much of the international headlines have focused on the conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, a major story is also developing in centering around Russia, specifically Russia cutting off gas to much of the European continent at a time when many countries absolutely depend on that energy for their residents to heat their homes. And Ilan, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, glad to be back.
So explain just how many countries, how many people are affected by this, and how dire of a situation it is.
Well, it's been an open secret for some time that Europe, which is all told 27 countries, is very deeply dependent on Russian energy. Europe is predominantly dependent on natural gas. Its dependency on natural gas is like America's dependency on oil. And Russia is the world's largest producer of natural gas. The world has the world's largest reserves of natural gas. So in the European context, Russia is very much an energy superpower. And Eastern Europe, for example, countries like Romania and Bulgaria, are dependent on Russia for 100% of their energy, which means that a Russian cutoff of natural gas supplies to Europe, such as the one that's going on now, leaves these countries, a lot of which are allies of the United States, in the cold and in the dark.
Which countries are affected most by this, and what is the trigger for all this?
Well, the countries that are affected most are those countries in Eastern Europe, Romania, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, that depend on Russia for all or most of their energy consumption, energy distribution. The trigger for all this is an ongoing economic but also political dispute that Russia's been having with Ukraine. Ukraine lies between Russia and Eastern Europe, moving west geographically, and Ukraine serves as the transit point for somewhere between 80 and 90% of Russian natural gas exports that go to Europe. Ukraine has, for a number of years, been demonstrating rather independent political tendencies. The current leadership there recognizes and respects Russia's power in the region, but it's also hewing an increasingly pro-Western line. What this conflict has is all the makings of an economic crisis, because the disputes over how much Ukraine actually pays for per cubic feet of natural gas and all these mundane economic matters. But the larger issue is the politics, politics that Russia is trying to demonstrate to Ukraine and to Europe that it still has energy muscle and that it has the ability to use that energy muscle as a weapon, a geopolitical weapon.
So, Ilan, do you get the sense that this is something that will be resolved within just a few days because of the severity of the situation, and it's mainly a ploy of some kind? Or is this something that could go on for a while, given that these two countries are at loggerheads?
Well, I think this is a short-term crisis, but it's a recurring crisis. The exact same thing happened 2 years ago during the winter, during the coldest months of the year. Russia cut off natural gas to Ukraine and left Eastern Europe in the dark, so to speak. The fact that it's happening now, the fact that 2 years later, Europe really doesn't have an answer, a serious answer to its corrosive energy dependence on Russia, really doesn't bode well for Europe's economic independence, its energy independence, and frankly, its political ability to stand up against an increasingly dominant and assertive Kremlin.
We're talking with Ilan Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council. And Ilan, with these countries now that are without heat, at least for a brief period of time, who do they blame? Do they blame Ukraine for not being able to agree to Russia's demands, or do they blame Russia for trying to demand too much?
I think it's a little bit of both. Certainly, there's a degree of finger-pointing at Ukraine because there are allegations that Ukraine is siphoning off natural gas and things like that. But I think in the vast majority of these countries, they understand very clearly that this is a political move on the part of Russia, on the part of Gazprom, which is its largest natural gas monopoly, to really demonstrate in energy terms who's still boss. So there may be a little bit of blame on Ukraine, but the countries of of Europe and Eastern Europe in particular understand very clearly that this is essentially a power play by the Russians.
Just how bad are relations between Russia and Ukraine? Is there any sense, since this is another energy issue, much like the story was with Georgia, that there could be even more increasing diplomatic tension there?
the political ties between Ukraine and Russia are have been strained for some time, but you can't escape geography. Ukraine is Russia's neighbor, and the Ukrainian leadership understands this. What they're trying to do, and so far not very successfully, is to strike a balance between their relationship with Russia and their partnership with the West. And so this political tug of war is something that has happened before, as it did 2 years ago. It's something that's happening now, and it's something that's going to happen in the future as Ukraine increasingly eyes partnership with NATO, partnership with Europe and the United States.
Ilan, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. As always, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Ilan Berman is Vice President for Policy at the American Foreign Policy Council. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Remember to find us on the web for the best of Dateline Washington, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.